I want you all to start paying attention to quote unquote busyness. I saw this really great quote from Covey as well, and it was, it's incredibly easy to get caught up in the activity trap, in the busyness of life, to work harder at climbing the ladder of success, only to discover that it's leaning against the wrong wall. And how many of us have actually done that, right? We're just keeping ourselves busy with all sorts of things, trying to achieve success, but really all that busyness isn't really getting us to where we want to go. So the challenge is not to actually manage our time, but to manage ourselves. Something else that Covey says that I really, really like. Oftentimes we spend most of our time reacting to urgent matters, and we spend time on things that are just not important. And we end up missing the most important area of our life, which is the area that is important, but not urgent. And I've gone ahead and given you guys this little chart that he's created in his book that you can use and print. And it's super important to look at the quadrants. Like quadrant one is urgent and important. And that usually leads to like stress and burnout and like quickly putting up fires. That's what you're doing the whole time. Quadrant two is the one that's important and not urgent. And that's your sweet spot. And that's where you kind of want to be. And it's often the one that's most overlooked. Those are the things that actually help develop our success and help get us where we want to go. But we end up spending so much time in quadrant one and also in quadrant three. Quadrant three is the one that's not important and urgent. And it's the area that makes us feel the most out of control. It's like this weird perceived urgency that's based on the priorities and expectations oftentimes of others and not even ourselves, okay? And then quadrant four, I think, is just not really applicable to the women in this group. And that's just, you know, irresponsible life. It's not urgent. It's not important. You're just basically wasting time. So the sweet spot that you want to stay at is definitely to stick to quadrant two. And the way to do that is to really learn to say no to activities that are not important or that don't truly aren't urgent. They just seem urgent but aren't. And the best way to do that is to delegate. Delegate the tasks that are just not as important, but maybe have a sense of urgency to them, or maybe they don't. And I want you to go ahead and try to work in the quadrant true zone as much as possible, because it helps prevent anything from actually ending up in quadrant. So the key is not to prioritize what's on your schedule, but to schedule your priorities. Another amazing quote by Covey. And I really want you to pay attention to that. I think it's super important that we go ahead and put things in the quadrants that really matter and spend time in those zones, because it actually helps the rest of the zones fall into place and helps you achieve the goals that you want to achieve, helps you create the systems that you want to create and live the lifestyle that you want to live, so that you can design your destiny along with the amazing habits that you feel you really want in your life to help you up-level.